Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or gentlemen. It's the 20th of July today. 20th, that rings a bell. 1944. Isn't that when when there was this coup to get rid of Hitler? What's the guy's name again? Von something or other. Tom Cruise played him in the film. Oh, it'll come to me too late, won't it? Now, I'm on the way home from drop-off. I was going to go to the post office, but it was too much of a rush this morning to get all the stuff together, so I'll have to go later, even though it's going to get hot. Again, not as hot as yesterday. I can see why. There's a bit of cloud cover, so that should protect us from the worst, hopefully. And a bit of news and a passing van there. But yeah, just in case anyone is interested, I survived, whether it was 32 degrees or whether it was in London yesterday. Had a nice shower when I came home. That was better. So one thing I miss about living here, there's no sort of lakes or anything nearby where one can just go on a hot day like this. I mean, okay, to be fair. Most days of the year don't really miss that because the weather isn't like this. But yeah, that would have been nice just to cool off, go for a swim. Yeah. We were talking about this yesterday. We went out for lunch at work because one of our colleagues is leaving. And well, they are mostly Germans. And they're all talking about, you know, and it's hot and we used to go to a quarry and go for a swim or go to the local pool and just spend the afternoon there after school in these hot days. Those were the days. That was nice. That's what you need on a day like this. Anyway, but we managed. I'm sure I'll manage again today. It's going to be slightly cooler. So we'll see. No yoga today, unfortunately. But then again, maybe that's not such a bad thing. I'm wondering, because it's so hot. So I'll just do my work. So I've got some governor stuff to sort out, which would have been good to do much earlier. Whoops. But, it's very labour intensive. And it takes a while, doesn't it? But then, at least I've got some cinema to look forward to tonight, so that'll be nice. Kind of an end of term thing as well. And then it's only going to be tomorrow. And then holiday. Yeah, quite looking forward to it now. It's always weird at the end of the school term, you're always looking forward to the holidays, and then on the way. And then, you know, the end of the holidays, can't wait to get the kids back to their normal routine. Just heard some beeping there by the bridge. Wonder whether that's the same problem I had yesterday when I came home. Because I was on the side, they're supposed to give way before the bridge, the other side, and there was one car coming through, so I already had to slow down for that car. So they didn't really give way. And then the next car just followed, like they sometimes do, like sheep. They don't look out for themselves. They just think, well, a car in front of me went, so I can go. But by that time, I was on the bridge, and he ended up right in front of me. But I just thought, this is really stupid, because he saw me coming. So, sorry, mate. But the thing is, he just started making rude gestures at me straight away. He wasn't at all apologetic or anything. He just started gesturing like I'd done something wrong, whereas it was him. He didn't give way, and he should have looked out. I wasn't going to reverse, and there were so many cars behind me, I couldn't. Then he reversed to let me pass. And the five or six cars behind me by that time. But even as I went past, he just kept sticking two fingers up at me. It was quite extraordinary. I didn't quite understand why he thought that he should be able to do that. I mean, you know, well, why I deserved that, seeing as that was him not giving way and not doing what he should have done. So I was quite perplexed and let's face it, quite upset, because I thought, you know, I don't deserve this. Okay, fair enough. I might have made a rude gesture at him as well, because I was just so shocked that, you know, rather than going, oh, whoops, and reversing, that he just sat there and started effing and blinding at me straight away. Luckily I've got a camera on the car now, so I should have footage of it. See if Simon can get the footage off and then see whether pass it on to police. Because, I mean, blimey, what's he going to do next time? That was a bit scary. Right. Well, as lovely as this is, standing in the shade and having a bit of wind around me, but you're probably not enjoying the wind noise on the microphone, I shall go in now and leave you to the rest of Wednesday. And I hope you have a good day. Bye for now.